Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I can't think of a better place I'd rather be. Amen. On a Saturday, beautiful day, the Lord took away the humidity, and man, it's a blessing to be here. If y'all would, turn with me to Exodus chapter 8. Exodus chapter 8, and I'll just get right in this, and I'm going to make this go real fast, but the Lord did lay something on my heart, and He, today, as a matter of fact, I was just at breakfast this morning, I was preparing, you know, am I going to preach today? If I do preach, I have no idea what I'm going to preach, but the Lord has put something on my heart, and I feel like it's going to go right in with some of the things that's been said. But in Exodus chapter number 8, starting verse 25, and Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron and said, go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land. And Moses said, it is not meet so to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. Lo, shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they not stone us? Verse 27, we will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God, as He shall command us. I want just for a few minutes, I want us to talk about some compromises. I look around and I go up and down the road and I hear stories of people that's paved the road for us and people that's beat the roads down for us. And I say praise the Lord for that. But then I hear tell of some people, I hear tell of churches and people that stood for the King James Bible, and they stood for fundamental. They stood for what this book says. They stood for modest clothing. They stood for the things that the Bible teaches us. And then they take Baptist off of the next thing you know, years ago, they take Baptist off of the sign out front. I'm talking about men of God that's paved the road. I'm talking about men of God that preached hell and has won many people to the Lord. But now all of a sudden they're taking the Baptist off of the sign out front. And I'm going to be honest with you. I hadn't been in this business. I say business and I mean that lightly. Y'all forgive me for that. I haven't been preaching and I haven't been saved. I got saved when I was 40 years old. I got called to preach, saved in 2011 and called to preach 2013. So there's people in here that's been preaching for many, a lot longer than me. But I've prayed and the Lord showed me and the Lord's helped me a lot. But I'm going to be honest with you, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to hear of people that is dropping their standards because whether their son or somebody in their family has told them to do this or do that, and they won't stick by it. I'm here to tell you, to young preachers that's in here, and I'm trying to go fast, and I'm sporadic with what I've got here, but I'm a lot young preachers here. Stay with the old stuff. Don't compromise, because I'm telling you right now, there's a world out there, young people. Every young person that's in this church today, listen to me good. There's a world out there right outside them doors that's ready to eat you up, swallow you up, and spit you out. And I'm here to tell you right now, you got men in here that loves you. You've got a pastor that loves you for the locals that's here. You got somebody that loves you and prays and cries and has sleepless nights for you. I'm telling you, the next generation, it seems like that's been the thing today. Because I've got prayers of my own that I've shared with a couple of people in here, and it's hit home this morning, today to me. Just sitting in here, and I thank you for your message. It means a lot to me. It means a whole bunch to me. I pray every day. The Lord knows my specific prayers. But I'm telling you right now, if we don't stand for what the Bible tells us, and if we want to start compromising, we got young people that it's going to pay the price down the road. So in verse 6 through 8, you've got a promise from God. And I'm not going to go through all that for the sake of time, because I want to hear some more preaching. Then in verse 11, you've got a command from God. God commands you to do something, you better do it. If God's telling you to do something, you better do it. Verse 13, you've got a charge from God. Right. You better take God's promises, commands, and charges very serious. Amen. Amen. Chapter 8, verse 25 through 27, the devil wants you in his territory. Yes, sir. Just make a note and go back and read it. We don't have to go through all that right now. But in verse 25 through 27, the devil wants you in his territory. Yes, sir. He does. Yeah. Amen. Pharaoh was content that they should sacrifice their God, verse 25, provided they do it in the land of Egypt. You just go back and you read all that. It would have been an abomination to God to offer sacrifices in Egypt. That's the way all this works. Those who suffer acceptable sacrifice to God must separate themselves from the wicked.
Amen.
We're going to have to separate ourselves from the wicked. If we're going to live for God, we're going to have to live for God. God don't want you going in some kind of bar. God don't want you going to some kind of disco and sitting next to the guy beside you and witnessing to him. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now, you may as well just not even witness. If you're going to go in there, just do what you got to do. Just do what you want. Because you already got your mindset, it's what you're going to do. The world's done got you and he's compromising with you. Now, this place is slam full of people that I don't need to be preaching this to. But there is some people in here, I think, that needs to hear this. Because I'll be honest with you, if they wasn't, the Lord wouldn't have put it on my heart so heavy sitting over there what I should preach. Verse 28 through 29, if you'll read it, it says, "And Pharaoh said, I will let you go that ye may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only ye shall not go far away. Entreat for me." Well, that's trying to deal with the devil right there. Yep. And Moses said, "Behold, I go out from thee." Entreat means to beg. If you do the word study on entreat, that means to beg. Right. He wanted him to get down and beg him. Moses wanted to get down and beg him, brother. I don't want you to go far. I want to keep my eyes on you. Verse 29, "And Moses said, Behold, I go out from thee." Hallelujah.
Yeah.
"And I will entreat the Lord that the swarms of the flies may depart from Pharaoh, from the servants, and from his people tomorrow. But let not Pharaoh deal deceitfully and any more in not letting the people go to sacrifice to the Lord."
Amen.
Second thing I see is the devil doesn't want you to go far. He wants you to be able to go just a little piece out, so you can look back and think about what you used to do. You're looking at a man that lived for the world for 40 years. If y'all had known me before I was 40, you wouldn't have had no business having me up here. If you'd have known me, I grew up in a church. I grew up in on a farm with my grandma and my mama. My mama and daddy got divorced when I was 6 years old. But I grew up with a grandma that prayed.
Amen.
She's been in glory for a long time now. She prayed and she prayed and she prayed. And I grew up knowing about Jesus,
right,
going to church. But I never accepted Christ until I was 40 years old.
Yeah.
I did some things that I wouldn't stand up here and say.
Right.
I never got in trouble with the law. I don't want y'all to start, "Well, I wonder how bad it was." Let's just say that the world just ate me up. And I was right in the middle of things that I shouldn't have been in. And it's just like that. Don't sit there and say it can't happen to me, because it can. It don't matter if you've been in church your whole life and you've been called to preach as a young preacher. It don't matter. Don't say it can't get me, because it can. All you got to do is let it open the door.
Right.
Open the door. But the devil don't want you to go too far. He wants you to be able to look back and see, "Chris, you remember what you used to do?"
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? I can't go, and it's sad, but I can't go in CVS. I can't go in Ingles. That's the shopping center. That's the places down in South Carolina we get our groceries. I can't go in there without hearing some music.
Right.
I can't go in there without hearing some music, Brother Bobby. That takes me right back to somewhere I used to be. It takes me back to somewhere I used to be. The devil don't want you to go far. You may be saved. You may be living for God. I'm beating the roads down out here, and I love it, and I praise the Lord for it. I couldn't ask for anything else that I'd rather be doing is the meeting people and fellowshipping with people, going to church and having people get on our side just to pray. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about to pray for the White family. I'm talking about pray for us. But I'm going to tell you something. That don't make me bulletproof. That does not make me bulletproof. I'm telling you right now, young people, there's a young preacher in here. You get a church one day, if the Lord calls you to a church, gives you a church. Or you're on a mission field. Maybe in Japan. Praise the Lord for that. Don't think that the Lord, that the devil can't get to you. Don't compromise. Don't compromise. The world is compromising everything that we ever knew. Preacher, I used to work second shift in engineering and then third shift in engineering, and I was there 7 nights a week. I just had to be there to make sure the robots run right. I didn't have to do nothing but sit in the office in the air conditioner unless something broke. I would go out and sit in my truck and I'd listen to you preach. I'd listen to you on the radio every night. That's what got me through the night, was listening to this pastor in Greenville, South Carolina. I'd never saw him. Never, couldn't tell you. I didn't know what you looked like. But I'm going to tell you something. I'd sit out there in that car, in my truck, and I'd listen to him. I'd pray going to work every night, Lord, let the machine, let the robots run good, let us have a good night. And it wasn't always like that. So I can go out in my truck and I can listen to this dear man of God preach. And then a few years ago, and you don't remember this, I know you don't, but you may, at the Greer Baptist Camp Meeting, I was able to put a face with the voice that I'd heard so much. Meant the world to me. And then of a morning time, I listened to Pastor Rudy Smith coming on. That would get me home from a rough night's work. I'd get going down the road in my truck and I'd put it on there, and there Pastor Rudy Smith was. Amen. And I'd say, hallelujah, but don't compromise.
Right.
You may be into to listening to to good music. You may be into the old hymnals. You may be have the King James Bible. You may be in a good church. Your daddy might be a preacher. It don't matter.
Right.
You're not bulletproof.
That's right.
Don't compromise. I'm trying to go fast. I really am. The third thing is, if you'll turn over to chapter 10, I'm going to read 8 through 11. Chapter 10, 8 through 11, it says, "And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh. And he said unto them, Go serve the Lord your God, but who are they that shall go? And Moses said, We will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds will we go, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord." Chapter verse 10. "And he said unto them, Let the Lord be so with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones, look to it, for evil is before you. Not so, go now, ye that are men, and serve the Lord, for that ye did desire, and they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence." The devil don't want you to stay close. He don't want you in his territory, but he also wants your kids.
Right.
He wants your little one.
Right.
He can't stand that you've got a daughter in church right now.
Right.
He wants your grandchildren.
Right.
You've got grandchildren.
Right.
Y'all know this.
Amen.
The devil is using everything he possibly can to get to our children.
Yes.
I hear tell of all this mess that's going on in public libraries now.
Yep.
Breaks my heart.
Yes,
makes me mad.
Right.
The pastor, the evangelist that preached Sunday or Wednesday evening, said he had about 17 grandchildren, and I forget how many children. And he says, "You know, it sounds like people ask me, says, preacher, it sounds like you're mad." Well, yeah, I am mad, he said, because I got 17 grandchildren. Well, you know something? I'm mad. I'm a little bit mad myself. I got a 10-year-old boy back there that looks at everything his daddy does. It don't matter how hard I hit him with my belt, and I do think that's biblical. It don't matter how much I spank him, he wants to be just like his daddy. And then I've got a daughter, a beautiful daughter, that wants to be like her mama and looks at us every move that we make. But you know something? There's a world waiting on them out there. You got this mess. I done heard about this Fortnite stuff that's on Xbox, this, that, and other. I heard that's one of the number one things. It's a game on Xbox. I heard it's one of the number one things if you get online with other people you don't know around this world. One of the number one things for sodomites. For old people. Getting the young people. I'm telling you, you can turn the TV on and you'll have mess across that TV. You can go to the supermarket and you can hear some of the worst ungodly music that you'll ever hear in your entire life. The devil is using everything to get to our children. And if we don't stand strong, people says you can't shelter your kids and keep him away. I beg your pardon. I can do what I want to do as long as he's living in my house. You hear me? Y'all hear me? I can do whatever I want to as long as they live in my house. And yes, I can shelter them as much as I possibly. I can't keep them from everything. They're going to see things. They're going to hear things. It's impossible. But I can give it my 100% best to teach them this right here and instill in them to read their Bible. Come in here, not full last, maybe last night, not full last. My son, a missionary, a dear friend of mine that's in Albania now, gave my son at a camp meeting about 3 years ago a little Cambridge King James Bible. And he signed it, Brother Manley, Albania, 2018, I think it was. Well, that Bible was starting to come apart at the seam here, and he showed it to me. And I said, well, we need to get that fixed. You don't need to use that no more. We got Bibles. That's not the only Bible I got. Well, there's a whole pile of Bibles over there. Yeah. Bless my heart. Son done picked him out a Bible he wanted.
Amen.
The look on his face. There's no way I could have told him no.
Right.
I didn't tell him right off the bat because I wanted him to squirm and be excited for a little while. Last night we got him a Bible. Thank you for those Bibles.
Amen.
You don't know what it done to my heart to see my son so tickled to death about a Bible.
Right.
I couldn't believe. I was like, Lord, you're so good to me. You know something? Whenever I'm praying and whenever I get down in my prayer altar and whenever I pray, most of the time it's not, Lord, would you keep us from this? Would you keep us from that? It's just, Lord, thank you.
Right.
I find most of my time that I pray, I find it saying thank you. Because I got way more stuff to thank Him for than to worry about what might happen. I really do. We don't need to compromise. The devil wants our children. The devil wants our grandchildren. The devil wants us to stay close. And the devil don't want us to go far. And he wants us to stay in his territory. And the last thing I want to share with you, verse 24 through 27, it says, and Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go ye serve the Lord, only let your flocks and your herds be stayed, let your little ones also go with you. See, he's losing the battle.
Yeah.
He's losing the battle already.
Yeah.
And Moses said, verse 25, and Moses said, thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings, and we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not a hoof be left behind. For therefore must we take to serve the Lord our God. Hallelujah goes right there.
Yeah.
Times three. And we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come thither.
Yes.
But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. The last thing that I see is the devil doesn't want you all the way in.
Right. Right.
He wants a little bit of you to stay.
Yep.
The devil does not want you all the way in.
Right.
What you do when you go on vacation?
Right.
Y'all listening?
Right.
What you do when you go on vacation? You go to church? It's not my business to get into it. What you wearing?
Amen.
What you doing when you're on vacation?
Right.
What's that showing you, children?
Right.
If you're going to preach something to your children, you need to live that.
Amen.
Somebody said last night, the Lord don't want somebody halfway in.
Yeah.
He wants y'all. He's not looking for part-time Christians.
Right.
He's looking for somebody that he can use.
Amen.
And he's not looking for somebody to compromise.
Right.
He didn't compromise.
Right.
Why should we?
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray you just watch over us, dear Lord. Thank you for all your kindness, your mercy, your love, dear Lord, and thank you for this opportunity. Dear Lord, I'm not worthy, dear Lord, but I want to thank you for this church, this pastor. I want to thank you for every man of God that's in here and what they mean to me. If I don't see them again, Lord, I'll see them one day in glory. And I just thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us. We love you and ask these things in your holy name. Amen.